Everyone, welcome to a new Stigmas and Open Wounds journal. I'm Tracy.
And I'm Eric.
All right. So today's journal, why are you grinning like that? That's super weird.
I'm kind of having like a panic attack right now because I suddenly don't know what we're talking about at all.
It's okay. It's okay. I'll guide you through. It's okay. Breathe, bro.
All right.
You okay?
Yeah.
All right. So today's journal is kind of inspired from the celebration of life that we went to on Sunday for Eric's aunt, and it was a really, really beautiful event. It was not exactly a sad event. It was really a happy event. It was kind of more of a, you know what, she finally gets to dance with the Lord, and kind of a, you know, she's got a second life type of thing. So anyway, with that, I got to thinking that that was actually one of the nicer celebrations of life or funerals that I had been to in a while. The other had been our friend's, which had been quite some time ago, Nick's, who had more of a, again, celebration where we just had some chicken and it was chicken, right? Yeah, chicken and stuffing and whatnot at Van Abel's. And just there was a lot of comments and whatnot that were shared on Facebook and memories. And it was just a lot of kind of happiness and stuff there was sadness, but it was a lot of positive instead.
It was way more positive, and it was, I mean, the words describe it right outright, right? Celebration of life.
It wasn't a party for his life. Where a lot of times when people show up wearing black. And I purposely this time did not wear black because I just, you know, it's this time. So your aunt, throughout her life, she had a bad hip. Mm-hmm. So the whole thing was when she got her second life in heaven, she was going to dance with the Lord. Mm-hmm. So this is why she got her celebration, is she was going to dance with the Lord. So this was going to kind of be a celebration for her. Mm-hmm. So in that sense, it was kind of a celebration in that sense. And in my sense, too, I had started to kind of, in many ways, with my spiritual sense, started to look at the passing on in many different ways, especially since we do ghost hunting and whatnot, because we don't know that people might still be around once they pass on. Mm-hmm. So there's kind of interesting facets of passing on.
They're time travelers.
Time travelers. Exactly. So I don't really see death as necessarily a bad thing, especially if you've been in pain. So I do see it as a celebration. So with that, I wanted to talk about if you could plan your celebration of life, what you would plan as your celebration of life. And I can kind of start that off. And this might be hard the older we get, but I thought what would be really cool is if my friends got together and just had a giant fire wherever outside, like a bonfire, and just told stories, remembered the good times. And I mean, it'd be weird for me because it's awkward. Like, I'd be like, you guys can just go on. Whatever. But I know that people like to get together and remember people when they've passed on. So if you're going to do something, I think that would be a really fun thing. And then whoever would want to afterwards then can get together and go on a small hike. And then they can spread my ashes. So, obviously, the older I get, the harder that would be. Because then the older my friends would be. But I think that that would be one of the coolest things to be for one of my things. That way it's not like in some kind of a stuffy area or anything like that where people feel like they have to dress up and in stuffy clothes or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they can just kind of be laid back and just talk about the fun times.
See, now, like, the way you just described that, you've, like, thrown my whole answer up into an uproar. Because now I'm like, oh, was I approaching this in the wrong way?
I don't think there is a right or wrong way. I think I was approaching it in one way, and then all of a sudden I came up with that answer. Because so,
I guess this is where I went. So, I would not want to, if anybody wanted to come to a celebration of my life,
mm-hmm.
I would not want to exclude anybody.
Right.
So I think I would still have something similar to what Sherry had.
Mm-hmm.
Just so there's something for everybody. It might even be more simple.
Right.
Than Sherry had. But then when you talked about like I think you said it's a certain amount of people for part of yours.
Oh, for the hike. Yeah, kind of. So like when we had the whoever wanted to come out to the burial site, that would be whoever wanted to come out to the burial site would come to the hike instead, would come out to to the hike and then would come to the hike and spread ashes.
And so I would want to do something similar to that, but I think I would almost add on to it that I would want to be able to take and say, like, all of these people would obviously have to agree with this, but like the people of people that I've actually met in my life, mm-hmm. I would make a list of the 10 most important people to me or people. Something like that, or mm-hmm. or like at some point in time they were the most important person to me or whatever,
right?
And I would want them to be put in a room together to meet.
Oh, fun.
And they could tell stories about me and stuff yeah. like that, but just to see how they would connect.
Yeah, I'd like that.
I think that would be super super interesting. Yeah. And then, but if I were to have the ultimate celebration of my life,
mm-hmm.
and this would have to be for a very select few people to do, but I would almost feel like I would put together an experience in South America.
Yeah.
And I would put this all together before this ever happened, and all of the people on the list would have the, like, and I would pay for it all. So they, yeah. And they could all go down and experience this thing in South America. And it would just be like something, maybe it would be like 13 Reasons Why or something, where I would make all these tapes.
Yeah.
And as they're going to see this in Bogota,
mm-hmm.
I'm talking about all the street art that they're walking by and how,
right, and then they can understand that, why this affected my life and your life, and
yeah,
and why they, you know, why this was a part of your life, etc. That is a really really good idea. I like that.
Yeah. So yeah, that's basically what I think I would do. I don't know if
yeah, I like that. Yeah, that's a really cool idea.
I mean, and I think that, yeah, because I think that that would give everybody the realest experience. Like, if I wanted,
right,
if I went through my life and really picked out the things that mattered the most, it would be...
Right.
I mean, it would be the people I've met throughout my life, the experiences right. I've had. And just, like, at this point in time in my life, I think one of the biggest influences in my life has been all the time we've spent down in South America.
Right.
And I think I would want everybody to experience that and be able to understand why it was so important to me.
Right. Right. Why we kept going back there, etc. Yeah. That's a really, really good idea.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
How's yeah. that?
Wow. Topped mine.
Home run.
Dang.
Well, so I'm going to be honest with you, though. It came out in the end a lot better than I had it going in.
Yeah.
Because I was able to really leverage.
Yeah,
you would have beat me if I had gone first.
Yeah, because, you're like, I don't know. Because
I took my ideas, your ideas, and then I improved.
Yeah.
I put them together and improved it.
Yeah, because you're like, I don't know where I'm going. And I'm like, it's okay. I know. And then all of a sudden you're like, bam. Wow. Home run. Wow. Well, between the two of us, I think we can make a pretty cool celebration of life. But unfortunately, unless we put it in our will, we can't really do it. And even if we do, somebody else would have to plan it. So, I don't know. And you know what? They would do whatever they wanted anyway, and it would like have to... It has to do what they want. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you want them to fulfill their needs. So, whatever they want. But I want them to be happy after all. I guess. We'll just haunt them.
Yeah.
So, that'll be fun. So.
All right, man.
Well, yeah.
I don't really have anything else.
I was going to say.
I'm just like.
You know. All right. Well, with that.
We will wrap this podcast episode up. And we'll see you on the next regular episode or journal, whichever one comes first. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in.
Later, guys.